Now, the children are back in school, and in years past, that would have included the townie cousins, that's me, who spent the summer on their grandparents' or aunts' or uncles' farm down the country. Amongst their number would have been children who travelled from England or Scotland or even further afield to make the pilgrimage to their home place. I wonder, does it still happen? I don't think it does as much, but text us 51551 or you can email countrywide at rte.ie. Here's one cousin from Manchester explaining to Gay Byrne what those childhood summers meant to him when he was a very young boy called Noel Gallagher, who used to travel back to County Mayo.
How Irish do you reckon you are?
I'm half. Because I was born and raised in Manchester, but yeah. my mother...
From
Charlestown in County Mayo.
Yeah, and your dad
and my dad
Duleek.
from Duleek in Meath. So that makes me exactly half. Although which half it is.
Yeah, indeed.
No.
So you were back in Charlestown a lot, though, were you not?
When we used to have 6 weeks holidays in England for the school summer, my mum used to religiously drag us by the ear hole across the Irish Sea for 6 weeks. Because we'd never seen the likes of nettles and fields and stacks of hay and all that. And she was determined to give us a bit of Irish culture because we were used to, like, concrete and flats and stuff. And it was a bit of a culture shock for about the first 4 or 5 years. But we just grew to love it, you know. I mean, I still do to this day. And the great thing the other day was when we came in for the airport, you know that smell that's in the air when the turf's burning? It's like, as soon as you smell that, it's like, almost brings a tear to your eye, you know. It just reminds you of your childhood.
Yes, Noel Gallagher there. And one man who's very fond memories of his own country cousins coming over for the summer is Jim O'Brien, author and columnist with the Farming Independent. Good morning to you, Jim. Are you crouched over a laptop?
I'm not, Brenda. My good wife is, but I'm not. And
I knew she had a reason. Yeah, go ahead.
she was in the waiting room the last time I spoke to her. So,
along with 800,000 others, just that I looked there online. Now, let's talk about this whole country cousins thing. We heard Noel Gallagher there talking about coming over and the summers in Ireland and the connection that he feels for Ireland. But what are your own memories, Jim?
Well, Brenda, all my father's family emigrated to the States, so we always had visitors for the summer. And the summer, I think, generally the summer in Ireland was characterised, in rural Ireland, was characterised by visiting people coming to visit. I remember I had one aunt in particular would come for about 5 or 6 weeks, and in fact she used to come so often and so regularly, she bought a car and left it here, and a Morris Minor, and we called it Daisy May, and we all learned how to drive in Daisy May. And then relatives of my mother used to come religiously every summer from Dublin, and they would arrive for a visit and they'd go to all the relatives around. And I think it was something to do with, you know, maintaining the connection where they came from and who they were. And it was very important for us to know who their names were, that we had these relatives, and make all those connections. So I think the sense of place for them was very important. And I remember as well, I remember there was a Dublin relative of my grandfather. Now, I don't even know their second name still, but my memory is he used to be known as Dublin Dick. And Dublin Dick would arrive. And Dublin Dick was a classy bald man, a man he had a head like Kojak on him that was polished, very distinctive. And he always had a very fine car. I think he was in the motor trade. He always had a Ford Zephyr or a Ford Zodiac, as distinct from our machine that had bales of hay sticking out of the boot and covered in mud and all that sort of thing. But I do remember those times, and I do remember that connection, you know, with our cousins from different parts of the world and from different parts of Ireland. And they felt it was very important to make that connection and maintain that connection as well.
It's funny because I'm now remembering we would be sent to my Auntie Pauline's farm for a week or two, and then we'd be sent to another aunt down in Loughlin Bridge for a week or two. And it's just dawned on me, much cheaper than a summer camp nowadays when you can go and you can do that. That was a great way that kind of families had of, I suppose, making the summer last, as well as those very important connections. It's kind of woven into our culture, though, of the two islands we have. We've Martin McDonagh, playwright and filmmaker. Ed Sheeran, I think his granny was Wexford. And of course, you just heard Noel Gallagher there. But it really is a part of that link between the two countries.
It is, and it was very interesting that Martin McDonagh, for instance, all his plays are written in the idiom of his parents, because his parents were Irish speakers, or where they came from in Lettermore. And that's where he got all the language in his plays. I remember a really distinct line of Pato in The Beauty Queen of Lenan, wondering whether he was would go to, back to England or whether he'd stay in Ireland. And I remember the phrase was, a monologue in one part of the play on the night before he left to go back to England. And he said, "When 'tis there I am, 'tis here I want to be. And when 'tis here I am, 'tis there I want to be." And there is that huge connection between the two islands. And I also think it was interesting that in Noel Gallagher there, when he was talking to Gay, that there's a severity to the Gallaghers, if you like. There's a razor sharp severity to them, how they deal with the world, how did they deal with one another, obviously, after all these years. But there was a great tenderness and a great love for that time in Ireland when he used to come here in the summers. And I think that that's an important thing for us, that sense of place. I think it's important that we know where we come from and that we have a connection with it.
Well, I started this by saying, does it happen anymore? What are you observing, Jim?
Well, I remember going to America back in the late 70s, the early 80s, and I was absolutely amazed that people used to phone ahead before they'd go anywhere to visit anybody.
Yeah.
That you'd call ahead to make sure that the coast... Whereas here in Ireland, people just wandered in and wandered out. And I can remember rambling. People just... They could be coming back, bringing back a piece of machinery they borrowed, or coming to look for, to borrow a piece of machinery. And they'd come in and there would be tea and there'd be chat. And there were houses, there were rambling houses, that every night there were people who went in to the inn. And there, if you went into that house, there would always be a few there and there would always be chat. As somebody said to me, the kettle in that house, there is always a wisp of tea steam coming off the kettle because it was always on the boil. And I can remember that it was really just rambling, going into one another. And I suppose it was the way people kept in touch, and it was the way people found out the news and that sort of thing. And I think it's still possible, you know, aside from the electric gates. So you might have to talk to a gatepost before you get to see people. But for instance, I can remember a few years ago, or last year here, we were putting together a kind of community text system. But we had to get permission from everybody to go on the text system, you know, so that we'd send out notices of things that were happening in the area. And I had to get on my bike and go around to the neighbours and to people, houses I hadn't been in, asking them if they're happy to put their mobile phone numbers on this. And I had just a few fantastic evenings, you know. And every house I went into, it wasn't a question of standing at the door.
Are you sure, Jim? I went in. Are you sure you didn't knock at the door and they'd put their coat on and say, "Oh, sorry, we're just on the way out"?
Yes.
Are you positive they wanted you?
I'm absolutely positive, because I suppose you're referring there to a story I had in the paper a few weeks ago. There was a friend of mine and he knew this woman, and she had an excellent way of filtering unwanted visitors.
Yes.
That she always had her coat hanging at the back of the door, her good coat. And when the knock would come in the door and she'd open it, if it was somebody that she didn't like, she'd always be pulling on the coat. And if it was somebody she didn't like, she'd say, "I was just going out, you're very unlucky. Would you call again? I have an embarrassment." And if it was someone she liked, she'd say, "Oh, you're very lucky. I'm just in. Come in, let take off the coat." And so that was her filter.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Jim. If you rang my doorbell, yes, I'd give you the latter option. Come in, sit down, we'll have a good chat. Because I could talk to you all day, but I can't, because I have to go and take an ad break very soon. But we're going to encourage people to go rambling, aren't we? Particularly
we are
as the winter comes in. And, you know, there's loneliness and all that out there.
There is, and you'd be amazed that somebody, especially since COVID, people are still not going out that much and people are still kind of scared a small bit. So I'd encourage people just to go, and you'd be, and as I said, when I was going around there last year, when you knock on people's doors unannounced, it's amazing how delighted they are to see somebody and to have a chat and maybe to get a bit of news and to give you a bit of news, which is really important as well.
Well, I hope your wife has a bit of luck over that laptop and gets her tickets. Jim O'Brien, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. There is no website for rambling. There's no phone number. Just the fine art of making a call in on a neighbour and hope they don't have their hat ready to go out the door. And just a reminder, your second volume of Matters of Great Indifference by Jim O'Brien is in the shops now. Have a great day, Jim. Good luck with the tickets. We'll take a break.